AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Karachi in Pakistan says no one survived when a plane crashed near the airport. The AP's Kathy Gannon reports witnesses said the plane appeared to attempt to land two or three times before crashing.
The residential area is a very congested area. There were 99 passengers on board and 8 crew members. It was an A320 Airbus that went down.
Pakistan's prime minister tweeted, "Prayers and condolences go to families of the deceased." During a stop in Michigan, President Trump says some governors are not doing the right thing by keeping parts of their states locked down.
Should be further along. They should be further along than they are, and they should not be doing what they're doing.
The president was at a Ford plant in Michigan that is making ventilators. He wasn't wearing a mask as he was speaking.
I was given a choice, and I had one on in an area where they preferred it. So I put it on, and it was very nice. It looked very nice. But they said not necessary here.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says President Trump's decision wasn't surprising, but it was disappointing. Russia reported the highest daily spike in coronavirus deaths. Health officials registered 150 deaths in the last 24 hours. India also reported a big single-day spike in coronavirus cases. A Georgia man whose cell phone video of Ahmaud Arbery's fatal shooting helped reignite the case has been charged with murder. William Bryan spoke back on May 10th about what he saw.
I've never been involved in anything like that before. Complete shock. I didn't know how to feel. Never done it. Never seen it.
Bryan becomes the third person arrested more than 2 months after Arbery's death in Georgia. This is AP News. The government is cracking down on unvetted coronavirus blood tests.
The Food and Drug Administration has published a list of more than 24 coronavirus antibody test makers that either didn't file applications to stay on the market or have already pulled their products. In a statement, the FDA said it expects the listed tests will not be marketed or distributed. The FDA website shows more than 175 tests for which applications have been filed or are in the process of being filed. The FDA has already reviewed and authorized antibody tests from a dozen companies. An antibody test might show if you had COVID-19 in the recent past. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In Britain, a royal game of bingo.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Catherine's going to pick out the first ball.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge cheered up people at a nursing home in Cardiff with a video link game.
How did we do a bingo? Was it okay?
Yeah, very good.
The two also spoke to nursing home workers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.